You can listen to this podcast anywhere, even in the shower. From Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
MG, you look out of the movies. What's the last movie you saw?
Last was the Guardians of the Galaxy, the latest one. It was awesome.
You liked it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, what's your favourite movie?
Favourite movie of all time would be Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
What do you like about it?
I like the fact that he was only a little bouncer, and they all said to him, "I thought you'd be bigger." And I like Sam Elliott in it as well.
Sam Elliott sounds good.
Yeah,
he's got a deep voice.
Good. Yeah, like, hey, mijo.
Yeah. So Roadhouse, he's a little bouncer, a little dancing bouncer.
Patrick Swayze. he's a cooler. They call him a cooler.
Why do they call him a cooler?
Because he cools the club down with his back fists. And his name is Dalton.
Is it a date movie?
Because he gets the girl who is the doctor, and he has to go and see her multiple times because he gets stitched up, and he ends up sleeping with her.
Match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably not on, is it? Is that a breach of medical ethics? If he's his patient, they shouldn't be.
It's doctor-client privileges, I suppose. You quit the job.
What? Privileges?
Bonking your doctor?
Yeah.
On the girls love Patrick Swayze, don't they?
Oh,
girls?
Yes.
A man that can dance. Movie. And his chest hair poking through his wife.
Excuse me? Have you seen me do the nut push?
No, I have not. Maybe you could sway me.
Patrick, sway me. Ooh.
I mention it because there's a new film out that we should go and see together. It's called Crackoon. And it's about a raccoon that's on crack. And I reckon that's right up our alley. Here's the trailer.
I'm telling you, it's a killer raccoon, okay? It's all f***ed up on drugs and shit.
Can't be. Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
It's a raccoon on crack. Love it. It's gonna have really dry lips. It'll need some of that lip balm.
Lip balm, yeah. Go to the vending machine in America.
I mean, look, I'm not as intimidated as I would be by Meth Gator. Remember Meth Gator?
Oh, wow.
That is a big film. It's coming up very soon, directed by Christopher Ray. It's like a Cocaine Bear, but it's a meth gator. I always thought that's a kind of flawed because, you know, meth addicts don't have any teeth. And if alligator doesn't have any teeth, what's he going to do? Gum you.
Yeah. And scratch himself a lot.
It's a real genre of film now, isn't it? Meth Gator.
Yep.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. Cocaine Bear. I went and saw Cocaine Bear.
Did you?
Is it good?
I took my girlfriend.
Yes. Nice date.
To see Cocaine Bear, and boy, did that bear like cocaine. I was like a big furry Charlie Sheen.
Imagine Humphrey B. Bear on cocaine.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, kids. How you going, kids? With you? Hey, no, I'm good.
with no pants on. So, imagine Yogi Bear. Yeah.
Hey, Boo-Boo. Hey, Boo-Boo, let's go. Let's go for a run.
Hey, Boo-Boo, give me an ounce. Hey, Boo-Boo, roll up the note, Boo-Boo. And let's go get some pictures.
Let's stay for 3 days, Boo-Boo. Let's go.
I think we'll go. Wow.
And the satellite is in place as we go to LA to catch up with the big fella, the big kahuna. It's Jim Jefferies. How are you, Jim?
Yeah.
Jim. Hello. Go. Welcome from LA. Hello, Australia. That was I can't do the John Michael Housen as good as you can. Give us a spin.
Welcome aboard. Here we go. Oh, we come here with Jim Jefferies. He's over there in La La Land. Oh, tell you what, he's dressed up for us today. Look at him. He's dripping in pearls. It's the only one I can do. I can't That's do anything great. Else.
Yeah, it's a wonderful impersonation, though. It's fantastic.
Throw me some other names.
Elvis Presley.
Hubba bubba. See? It drops off pretty
hubba
steeply.
Bubba. You think Elvis Presley said hubba bubba?
Hubba bubba.
You think hubba bubba? Have you seen that Austin Butler? He still talks like Elvis, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He recorded that movie 3 years ago. He still talks like Elvis, and he said he's trapped in character.
Oh,
of course he was. Elvis was the coolest guy that ever lived. Yeah. It's easy to be trapped in character. It's not like I'll see an actor friend of mine and he'll come up to me and he'll be like, Einstein, dang. And I'll be like, what's wrong with you? And he goes, I played Hitler in a film 3 years ago and I'm a bit trapped in Hitler right now. And I went to a bar mitzvah the other day. I was a nightmare.
Well, I hope he commits this bloke to, if he wants to really follow through and do the method acting, he's going to have to die on the toilet, because that's what Elvis did, and that's why we love
him. You know what? I own a pair of Elvis's cufflinks. There you go. That's something exciting.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Back it up.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Is this something that you stumbled across, something you bought at auction
that was bequeathed
to you?
I was drunk, and there was an auction late at night. Well, I was in a different country, but it was a regular time here. And I put in a few bids on some different things, right? But it turns out that Elvis had a lot of cufflinks. Like, he wore that, for every single suit. And he used to just give them away. And stuff. They weren't very expensive. I got a pair of Elvis's cufflinks.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Now, I want to ask you.
It's a good conversation point. It's a good conversation starter when you meet people.
I am impressed by that. Have you ever seen them on him? Have you seen him in act? Have you ever been watching an Elvis movie Elvis a concert? Go, there's my cufflinks. There's my cufflinks.
Jack, let me see. Go upstairs and there's a jewellery box in the wardrobe and get out the Elvis's cufflinks. When you go in there, turn right. You'll know them as soon as you see them. There's other cufflinks there, but you'll know which one. There's no EP on them or anything like that. They're just gaudy looking. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's a pair of cufflinks that Elvis would wear. Yeah.
And did you get a...
The Bobby Dazzlers, I tell you.
I love
it. Did you get a ticket of authenticity or...
I've got a certificate and everything. I got it from Julian's. It was at an Elvis auction. It wasn't just a bloke going, these are Elvis's. No, it was a legit. The sunglasses cost like 70, 80 grand to get like those Elvis sunglasses.
Did you get those?
Hundreds of pairs. No, I couldn't afford them. I'm not going to
say
silly.
You've got the cufflinks. And do you reckon they were from his young Elvis or old Elvis?
Old fat Elvis, right? It was older Elvis. But then the thing is, they always get into Elvis for being fat. I've been as fat as Elvis several times. Yes. I've lost it, gone full Elvis, gone back. He was only really fat for the last 3 years. In 1970, he was doing that hunker, burning love type of stuff. And then at the end, but that just shows you, people only remember how you leave parties. I never remember how you get there.
100%. There they are.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, there they are.
Da-da-da. That's got Vegas written all over
it. And there's two of them, or I could just be showing the same one.
Put them both up at the same time. There we go.
Yeah, look at that. Tiger Stone Elvis cufflinks.
Jimmy, the my cufflinks.
I tried to wear them on the 1% Club, but the wardrobe lady said they didn't match the rest of my outfit. And I was like, I don't give a f***. They're Elvis's cufflinks.
Just put them on.
I try to find excuses to wear them.
That should have been a question. About something about Elvis's cufflinks. And then the answer is Elvis's cufflinks. And then you go, and here they are. Bang.
Where does he rate?
Double fist the audience.
Where does he rate? Is he like you mentioned it before? How he was the best looking bloke ever, Jimmy? I think he was. I grew up with
best
him.
Looking man ever lived.
Every time I'd go in the lounge room, Mum and Dad would be watching either Elvis Presley or John Wayne, and I think I know who I'd rather hang out with.
Both times they were shagging.
Both times they were on top of each other.
You know who I feel sorry for? His twin brother.
Wayne or Aaron.
His twin brother. Died at birth. Man, think of all the good times that guy missed.
Oh, no, this is the thing. They were identical twins.
Yes.
I hate to be crude, but think of all the pussy they would have smashed as a pair. They would have, oh, my goodness.
At least one of them would still be alive.
Oh, the Presley brothers going out together.
Imagine it.
My word. I would have been in the middle of that sandwich. That's
a thing. Bros.
Rather than both picking up their dry cleaning.
Did you just do a Bros reference?
That'd be better than bigger than Bros.
That'd be bigger than Bros. Yeah, that would be.
You say what I have to put up with?
Will I be famous?
I think you've got a while there, Mark.
Hey, now I wanted to pick your brains on this one. The Pope's in hospital, right? Oh, he's fighting for, I don't know, he's got something with his intestines. I put this out to the group on yesterday's show. They didn't know. But are you aware of the testicle chair? The Pope has a testicle chair, right?
What do you mean, like a testicle chair? Like where his testicles hang down like truck nuts?
Yep. Absolutely.
Right, and so that people can look at them underneath, or is this the altar boys to punch them like a punching bag or whatever?
Boogada, 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 boogada. No, this is once, and I blame Pope Joan. Do you remember Pope Joan? Turned out to be a chick. So thereafter, they've designed a testicle chair and the Pope sits on it before he's announced Pope, and everyone stands underneath it, does a stock take, and goes, yep. He can be Pope. Well, they check out, while you sit on the testicle chair. It's like a toilet seat.
They check out your ghoulies to make sure that you're Pope ready.
Yes.
Yep, you are. See, why did you bid on that at auction?
The testicle chair. The testicle chair would be a comfortable sit, though, wouldn't it? It'd be a wonderful sit.
You get a recliner. I'd like a testicle couch. That'd be good. Then you could just lie back well.
Or just a lazy boy that has a toilet at the bottom, so you don't have to go anywhere. And a little fridge in the armrest. Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it is, but people still have to be able to check out your testicles. I mean, that's the whole point of the testicle.
Yeah, to be Pope.
It'd be like a glass bottom boat.
I don't identify testicles as being male or female anymore, so it wouldn't make a difference to me. I don't want to get political, but I'm a pretty liberal fella, so that's how I feel. your yep then said it all. Yeah. We'll change the question.
I thought the testicle chair might have given us some fruit, low-hanging fruit. Hey.
No, we can go back to the testicle chair.
I'm done with this.
Do you reckon his dick wears a little tiny hat like he does as well? Do you reckon he puts his testicles inside a Perspex box so they can't get assassinated while they're hanging down? Do you reckon people have to kiss the ring close to the testicles? How many jokes do you need, Mick?
I'm ticking them off, though. Well played, sir. Do you leave are you allowed to leave the seat up on the testicle chair? I don't know anymore. No. Hey, now, here's some news you may not be aware of. The Hills Hoist has gone under.
What?
This is big news. Yes. I sense the shock in your voice.
How are we going to dry our clothes in Australia? Like, what are you telling me? We're just going to have to do it on a straight line like bloody idiots?
I don't know. I'm just saying the Hills Hoist, the fixture in the backyard for the last 80 years, is gone. The company's gone under.
Yep.
It's receivership. I can't bother. They've been concussing kids for 80 years, the Hills Hoist.
And how are we going to play Goon of Fortune? It's one of those things as well. It's one of those inventions from Australia that when you're overseas, people go, what has Australia ever brought us? Then you bring it out.
I know.
The Hills Hoist. They even had it at the Sydney Olympics when they had all of our best inventions.
Yes, correct.
The Hills Hoist walked down. There was people with a lawnmower. We've done a lot of good inventions, but that was our greatest one ever. The square laundry line that goes 6 inches up into the air. That's the good stuff.
When I was about 13 or 14, Mickey, we used to live next to this hot chick, and she was, she was about 17, 18. And me and my mate,
Jermaine Greer was her name.
We used to get over every morning just to see what she'd be hanging out on the line. Just all the undies.
Okay, so that's the start of psychopathic behaviour right there.
You'd perv over the fence.
Yes.
Somewhere out in the western suburbs of Sydney, you'd be over the top of the fence looking out at the underwear. For all you kids out there thinking that my guy's a bit of a perv, we didn't have the internet. We did what we could with our limited supply of fun. Yes. We used to hide pornography in the bush. Out in the outback, we'd find a tree and you'd go out there, you'd ride your push bike out there. You weren't that wank. You weren't it. You really did. And the fact that Mark, who's already a tall man, had to get up on the Hills Hoist to have a look, it's fantastic.
And
wonderful. Harmless fun.
The other real victims of this are the guys who used to jump in your back fence and pinch your panties.
Yes.
I mean, what do they do now that the Hills Hoist is gone? That's a time-honoured Australian tradition that can no longer be honoured.
Yes.
You know who I blame? I blame disposable nappies. That was the end for the Hills Hoist. When you had to rewash them, the Hills Hoist was the mum's best friend. Now, nothing.
I'll tell you another big invention from Australia that was one of our bangers was, do you know we invented the Big Mouth Can, which is universally
used. I love
used.
The Big Mouth Can.
For years, for decades, we were drinking out of little holes in cans, and then someone went up to the office and said, one plucky upstart from the mailroom went, I've got a new idea. And the guy's like, what have you got for me? And he goes, you know the hole we drink out of? And he goes, yes, the drinky hole. I know it well. And he's like, make a bigger hole. And the guy's like, oh, man, that's good.
That's radical.
I can drink more quicker. We would sell more beer. And then you know what he did? He said, we'll trial it on Solo and see how it goes. Because that's what happened.
Solo was the first.
Yeah. Solo was the first one. There was a whole ad campaign with that idiot who pours the fizzy soda all over himself. He's just bashing back the Solo. There's no ants crawling on him. He's in the jungle. And the Big Mouth helped him. And that won Australian Invention of the Year. I'd call it more of an innovation than an invention, but the Australians very proud of that, the Big Mouth Can. The ramp off the aeroplane was invented by an air steward from Qantas.
Yes.
An inflatable
plane.
Exactly right.
We've been told they're on the plane, but I've never seen one come out. Have you? No. You never seen one. They tell you. Did you see that video of the f***ing idiot who bloody opened the door while the people were landing?
Oh.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That was so good. I've always wanted to see that.
Yeah. You know what? For all these people who go, oh, beauty, I'm sitting in the exit row. Yes, I've got extra leg room. Yes, it's going to be, what the f***? Door's blown open. A Jetstar are charging more for that.
I had a mate who had to tackle a bloke who was trying to do it, but he was sleepwalking. Oh, and he went up to the door and got a bit like that in the middle of a long flight because he'd taken too many, you know, sleeping tablets. Not a great story. I'd wait for the movie
pilot.
If I was you guys.
He was a pilot.
Are you going to go
I've always said that about 9/11, right? Do you know in 9/11, a lot of the terrorists sat in economy. Splash out. Get yourself business class. Enjoy a little meal. You know what's going to happen. What are you sitting in the back for?
Put your pajamas on. I think we've covered everything. Hey, it's great to talk to you. You between gigs or something. What's happening? You're always on the road.
I just did a tour of the UK and then I did Europe. And now I think
you're sounding jaded.
I don't think anyone's going to get angry at me, but we're about to film some more episodes of the 1% Club.
I cannot wait. It's gone bonkers over here. Move to the big time Monday night, and it's kicking those big event shows in the pills. It's doing all right in the ratings.
It's doing all right. I've never had a show that rated well. It's a new phenomenon for me. I don't know how to feel about it. But it's. I think the next one we're going to film in Sydney or something. So I think they've already put some adverts out there for people. If you're in the Sydney area, you want to come by and you want to be a contestant. Yep. Mark, we'll get you on. Do you want to be on?
Please.
Yeah.
How do you reckon
you'll go?
Well, I usually get the first three or four questions, okay?
That's sort of what I do. I sort of get 3, 4 to 5, and then I start to peter off at the end.
Yeah,
my dad rang me up the other day. He goes, I'm getting better. And I said, all right. He goes, I got 2. And I'm like, that's his benchmark. Well,
good on you, Daddy.
Mate, I want to see you wearing your Elvis cufflinks.
Yeah,
on that show, if it's the last thing, take them to Reno.
I got married from an Elvis impersonator. Oh, that's always a fun thing.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He
was old Elvis, but he was older than dead Elvis. He was like in his 60s, you know. Like, there is no young Elvis when it comes to an impersonator. No one does it, do they?
There's no good-looking one.
But I wore these cufflinks on my wedding day, and I brought over Elvis before, and I said, these are Elvis's cufflinks. He got very excited. Yeah. But also, there was a bit of him that a little tear went down his face because you could tell that he realised at that stage that he has wasted his life being Elvis and doing...
You've one-upped him in his own church.
Yeah. I told him he could sing whatever song he want at the end of the wedding ceremony. I said, sing whatever you want, right? Because you got to sit there and listen to him sing, right? And he hits a cassette player, man. This is the technology they're working with at the Little White Chapel in Vegas. He hits a cassette player, and then he sings Suspicious Minds, like on your wedding day. The first lyrics is, I'm caught in a trap. Okay. Right? Like, and I don't think he did it funny. He just thought, oh, no one ever asked for this song. I'll give this one a burl.
I'll give it a burl. And he did. All right, mate. Well, we can't thank you enough for your time. And enjoy LA. And we'll catch up again soon.
Love you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Talk about sex rearing its ugly head.
The birds and the bees.
You dirty, dirty boy.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about sex.
Sweden has declared sex a sport.
Oh.
And are going to host a competition. Wow, there's some Olympic rings I don't want to see.
The pay-per-view will go through the roof.
Pay-per-view? Sex as a sport. Do you reckon Foxtel will have a...
Oh, of course.
Have a dedicated event. Channel?
Main yeah. event will.
Doggy style 360. Yeah, nightly show. See, Sweden, do you... I don't know. Just, do you see Sweden as experts when it comes to... sex, maybe, but not sport. So Sweden declared sex a sport and will host the first ever sex competition. The participants will engage in sex sessions, which can go up to 6 hours daily. Good
what?
Lord.
Oh, my God.
This is good for your dementia.
Mm.
A panel of judges will decide the winner. Oh, like that'll be like the diving. 6.5 from the Romanian judge. Tagged the European Sex Championship. The competition will start this week. Well, it's too late to enter and run.
Are you covering this?
Tash, why am I breaking this? Why aren't you breaking this story?
I've actually yet again been reading the details. This is interesting. The final decision on the winners will consider, they have to consider a number of factors. The chemistry between the couple, see, you can't fake that. Knowledge about sexual matters as well as endurance level. So you just, you have to perform on a number of different levels.
What type of knowledge? A lot of dirty talk on the podium. They could have a threesome on the podium.
Yeah, that's right. One, two, three.
No, that's immediate disqualification.
Oh, why?
And I tell you what. You know, normally I like turning up to sporting events in tracksuit pants. I'm not sure this is the one. and if you want a streak, you've got to run onto the ground with clothes on. Would you put your hand up for this, guys? You're a sportsman, MG. Can you perform in front of a crowd?
I think so. Yeah, I think this is a. This is a sport I want to give a go to, I think.
I could go, yes.
I'd report on it.
You'd report on
it?
Yeah. It'd be a bit like one of those poolside reporters, like how close to the action? How close to the action? Have you got those immediate, those post-coital interviews?
Yeah.
Like, they're the funniest interviews.
And they're both going...
That's right, they're puffed again. The funniest interviews are at poolside when they get there, and those guys who just swam 1,500 metres, their lungs are coming out their ears. How do you think it went? Pretty good. I'll be good at that. I mean, we've all been booed during sex, haven't we?
Psycho killer. Catch your cums.
Why are we playing that, you ask? Well,
this is a good song.
There is a new study out from Cornell University which tells you how to identify a psychopath, which is a great way to introduce Natasha Bailey. Are you across this study?
I actually did the test on myself last night.
Oh, wow. How'd you go? Okay, firstly, could you walk us through what the criteria
Absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. So these are some of the signs that you could be a psychopath. You mainly talk about food, money, or sex. That's number one.
Yep. Psycho.
Number two, less likely to yawn contagiously. Number three, increased hand gestures. Wow. Number four, that's me, unusual sleeping habits. And number five, limited head movements.
All right. We're going to have to start wheeling you in here, tied up like Hannibal Lecter, I reckon, because you've got the lot.
Oh, no, I don't.
You do.
I don't talk about food, sex, or money.
You do.
Oh,
Only on this show.
Only on air when we make you. He increased hand gestures.
Wow.
That makes the village people. You know when they, you know,
yes.
Whenever they're doing YMCA?
YMCA.
Psychopaths.
Does that cover it for you? Is that the ones? Are they the telltale signs for you?
I know that, you know, the lack of head movements, obviously, one where you, hello, move it really slowly. I think people who have 0% alcohol in their beer, yeah, they've got to be looked at very...
That's psychopathic behaviour.
Well, and I also
yes,
think...
Yes, it is.
Also think people who drink Coke Zero. Like,
oh, what?
What is that?
I drink a bit of that.
Do you?
Well, I'll tell you why. No, because when my boys wanted to drink Coke,
yeah,
I didn't want them to have Coke, so I'd make them drink Coke Zero. So I only had Coke Zeros around the house. Then I started drinking it, and now I like the taste.
As you
can tell, I'm not doing it for slimming reasons. Did you just psycho kill me?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and it was deserved.
Here's what I reckon. If someone takes the last dumpling.
Yes.
If you're out for dinner and you're all looking at it and it's sitting there and someone does not care.
True.
About conventional etiquette and just launches on the last dumpling, you're a psycho killer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did a test outside just super quickly. I was yawning.
Okay.
With the producers.
And who yawned?
With MG there, and he didn't yawn once.
Well, because I knew you were trying to trick me.
Okay.
Like, come on, you're not going to. You're in bad.
Can I say something?
You're a great newsreader, you're a good on air talent, but you're a shit actor.
Okay. Right. And look, guys.
Oh, don't cry.
I'll defend you. Look, can I say something, Tash?
Yeah.
I yawned during most of your segments.
Psycho killer.
See, I go out. Simply.
That's funny.
Okay, but now.
You are so abstract when it comes to trying to lie.
Kat,
yes.
What about you? What's the signs of a
psycho? Big one is when you get in when people get into a lift and it's already full and they push their way in and you're like, the lift is full.
Yes.
Like, wait for the next
one. Yeah,
they
go, okay, I'll move in there. Yeah.
Psychotic behaviour.
Also, at a dinner, when it's a dinner of sharing plates, someone orders that food that is impossible to share, like a messy burger.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you just want your own food.
You want your own food, yeah. You psycho.
Psycho killer.
What about stroking a white cat? I tell you what, 133353, signs of a psychopath.
Yep.
What do you identify? How do you pick them out of a room? I was going to say stealing clothes, underwear off clotheslines.
Oh, yes.
But thanks to the Hills Hoist, that's another thing that's been lost to us forever. What about guys who wear jumpers over their shoulders and tie them up at the front?
Mm-hmm.
You are seriously psychopath. Oh, I'm looking at you.
Glenn
does that, doesn't he?
No, the young kids, it's very trendy
today.
No,
it's not. Not where I come from.
Okay, move on.
That's psychopathic.
Yeah, I've got another one as well. Anyone, I saw this the other day when I was walking my dogs, anyone who mows their lawn and they've got an extension lead going inside, so an electric mower from like, they can't get, that's psychopathic behaviour.
Yeah.
Electric mowers.
People who leave the door open when they're on the tour.
Yes.
Psychopaths. Not looking at anyone. You got any more?
Quirky mug slogans. When your boss walks around with fun guy alert on his mug, and you're like, mate.
Oh, yeah, he'll kill you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
<All right. laughs> Ross is on the line. Ross, what's a telltale sign for a psychopath, please?
Oh, I've got two of them, and the first one first. The first one is the people that order coffee with alternative milk.
Oh,
like,
alternative milk. Yes.
Almond milk and stuff like
almond
that.
Almond
yeah.
milk or chestnut
Latte.
Milk or camel milk.
And the second one is that people who talk to them about themselves as the third person.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey's never understood that. I think both of those, the alternative milks. So a mate of mine, well, the guy who's my favourite publican in the world and restaurant down the street from me, he used to be a cafe and he used to have 7 different cartons of milk opened, which would have almond milk, soy milk,
yep.
all this. And when someone finally came in and asked for camel milk, he shut up shop. He shut everything down and went, nah. And reopened it as a bar.
Yes, good.
And now if you go in, he'll serve you coffee, but nothing with milk. Well, maybe he's a psychopath. Jimmy, I'm starting to worry about you. Matt's on the line. Matt, signs of a psychopath, please.
Anyone who has their volume set to an odd number.
Yeah, hello.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Is that you?
That's me.
Oh, wow.
Yep. How do you do that?
11, 13, 15, 17, 19. What a... That
equation.
I don't know why. I think once, I was once in my car and one of my daughter's friends said, can you turn that nozzle to an odd number? And I went, why? So I did it. And then ever since I jumped in the car after that, I couldn't have it on an even number. So now every time I listen to music, it's got to be on the odd number.
You're wow. troubling me.
Yeah. I'm very troubled.
What about Glenn? He's what would he be up to?
He's perfect.
Oh,
he's got something wrong with him.
Yeah,
you must have.
Show's not long enough.
Tony's on the line. Tony, signs of psychopathic behaviour, please.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Tony.
A tidy Tupperware drawer, like.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell you what, when I want to stir it up at home, I get in there, mess them up for the old girl, and then run like hell.
You're so great, Tony.
Is Glenn one end or two ends?
Just one.
Well, that's yeah.
See, two ends of psychopath. Yeah. We are just about done and dusted, but we take this opportunity to have a look at the week that was.
It's another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney. The study revealed middle-aged men are at higher risk of dementia.
Those who had poor sex life showed faster decline.
I need to take this piece of paper that I've got in front of me, go straight home and show my wife. Say, darling, it's scientific
health.
Evidence that we need to go a lot more.
Don't say it like that.
Okay.
Because your chances will diminish quickly.
Diminish.
I mean, this is good news for me. It means I'll probably get reverse dementia.
Apparently we're not washing our feet enough.
According to escorts, this is... experts.
Escorts.
Escorts.
That is a beautiful slip of the tongue that we know. It's so valid for you.
According to escorts I've been talking to, I need to clean my feet. And by the way, if that's their only complaint, that'd be a step in the right direction.
MG revealed his parents' code for getting busy.
We're just going in for a wrestle. And I went, okay. Oh. Then I did.
Going in for a wrestle?
Off they go. And I would say, that's good. Off the top turnbuckle or what? Looking slides right. About 8 or 9. I started to think, okay, well, they both come out sweating. Something's going on.
No one ever wants to see mummy tap out, eh?
No, you really don't.
We find out how long Mick has gone without changing his sheets.
A long time because I usually put down some plastic.
Tarp it like crime scene. Stuff.
a bit of a tarp. some plastic on the walls for. Yeah, and a bit of police tape out the front. Oh. And away you go.
Natasha Belling revealed a hero she wished she'd never met, Mick Molloy.
And what did I do wrong?
How long's the show?
I'm just a little sweater.
6 months. 6 months has been.
Cuddly but needy.
A little hottie. Guys want to be him, girls want to do him.
Yeah, but he's just
guys want to be him, girls want to do him.
He's a national treasure.
He is.
Yes.
Why would you turn on him?
Dom Knight gave us the most practical uses of the new Apple Vision Pro.
They finally solved porn at work.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I could be sitting here talking to you guys and over in the corner, something extremely disturbing is going on.
So if you're sitting there talking to me and at the same time cracking a stiffy, I'm getting very alarmed.
That'd be you, Mick.
A number of reasons, Dom.
And Mick recalls taking his girlfriend to the movies to see a classic.
I took my girlfriend to see Cocaine Bear, and boy, did that bear like cocaine. It was like a big furry Charlie Sheen. Imagine Yogi Bear.
Hey, Boo-Boo. Hey, Boo-Boo, let's go for a run. Hey.
Hey, Boo-Boo, give me an ounce. Hey, Boo-Boo, roll up the note, Boo-Boo. And let's go get some pictures.
And our new segment, MG, has started a dad joke competition.
You wouldn't believe it, Mickey. We just found out Grandpa is now addicted to Viagra.
Is he?
Yeah, nobody's taking it harder than Grandma.
Yes! Bang! Matt, your dad joke, please.
What's the scariest tree in the forest?
Ooh, hang on.
It's bamboo.
Mick, dad joke, please.
Why did the chicken cross the basketball court?
No idea.
He heard the ref was blowing fouls.
Jason's on the line.
What do you call a masturbating cow?
No idea.
Beef stroganoff.
Another wonderful week on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney.
Mick and MG in the Morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.